Oh, hey, here's John. Hey, John.
Hey, Jim, how are you?
Well, fine, thanks. How are you?
Busy with this UFO
stuff.
Oh,
my God. Did you see it hit the Fox crawl Monday night?
Did it? It's just
yes.
been everywhere. I mean, I've been on CNN, did my fourth appearance today.
Really?
Every MSNBC, every network.
Oh, my goodness.
And just worldwide. I mean,
yeah.
Australia, everywhere.
That's what we're going to start off, I'm going to say. And John, the response has been, well, out of this world, hasn't it? Congratulations. So where's the latest on the investigation in the FAA, then?
Well,
is by this time tomorrow going to prove it?
Yeah, United is now acknowledging that they were approached by employees.
Mm-hmm.
So they've done that flip-flop. And
mm-hmm.
I'm trying to locate photos of this. I'm told there may be photos.
Oh, really? Wow. That would be cool. I'm told that the story on CT
right.
has almost 1 million hits.
Yeah, it's the most read story in the history of CT.com.
You're kidding me.
No, I got an email yesterday from Bill Adi.
Wow.
I mean, it's like, yeah, and the entire history of the website.
Oh, incredible.
So incredible.
So does it possibly exist? You might get the pictures and get them in for tomorrow? Or?
Oh, no, I don't think, no. I mean, I'm told the pilots on that plane that was being pushed back, you know, I said in the story that they opened the windscreen and stuck their head out. Now I'm being told that one of them had a digital camera and snapped some pictures.
Wow.
So United's not playing ball with me, and FAA, I've expanded my FOIA to include the flight plan, which might include the pilots' names, and I'm trying to work with the union as well.